This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Thursday, the 10th of March, we're one-third of the way through the third month of the year 2016 as TikTok, TikTok, the right time continues to absorb all of us. So we're into today's top topics. I'm Doug Steffen on the Good Day program with my young friend Kara Schillen, and the sad news from Pennsylvania. Five people have been killed in an ambush-style shooting. There was a backyard party going on. This is an area that's in suburban Pittsburgh. Two gunmen are still at large. Four women, one man, killed late last night during the party. This is Allegheny County. Police said the people scrambled toward the houses. Bullets began flying. Four of the victims were found dead in the back porch. Other one died on the way to the hospital, apparently. Three more injured. Taken to the hospital. Two men in critical condition. A woman stabbed. At least two suspects. Nobody knows why. Lieutenant Andrew Sherman of the Allegheny County Homicide Department says gunmen barged into the party, opened fire. Gunshots came from two distinct locations. Police don't believe anybody at the party had a gun or fired back anyway. Looks like the, that's going to become the mantra of those who are the gun rights people. If there'd been somebody there with a gun, would have shot back, maybe all those people wouldn't have been killed. I suppose there's an argument to that. But who thinks of bringing a gun to a party? Or are we so distorted? Are we so distressed? Are we so dismayed? Are we so dysfunctional that now we're going to think about bringing guns to a party, guns to the movie, guns to the supermarket, guns to work, guns everywhere. Everybody needs to have a gun. And the argument can be made for that because of all of the people that do have guns that use them this way.
I always question whether, unless you're military trained or a police officer, whether your reaction time would be fast enough to do anything anyway.
Unless you're trained.
Yeah, and that's the thing, is feel like the training in place, or there's not regulations for that kind of training, which maybe there should be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we're going to have guns everywhere, then train people how to actually use them so they can be helpful in a situation.
Well, supposedly when you get a license, I remember when I got my license to carry, that I had to take an NRA course. I'd taken them in high school, and then as an adult, I took them 20 years or so, 25 years ago. Have you got a gun?
I do not, and I probably never will.
All right. I don't own a gun. I don't want one around. But then people say, what's the point of having a license? What's the point of knowing how to use one if you don't have one? I think everybody, Bruce doesn't have one, but the two women, interestingly enough, beside you who are on this program, Jennifer Horn and Roberta Fasinelli, both have guns. And Jennifer carries hers with her.
I do think it's useful to know how to use it.
Yeah.
I think that's a useful useful skill to have.
Mm-hmm. Would you go get training? Would you go take a class in it?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I would. And especially if I were to buy one, then
You and your friends, you and your friends have parties with regularity, get together, have some fun conversation or whatever it is on a Saturday night? Do you do that with any regularity?
Yeah, fairly often.
And what would happen if all of you brought a gun into the conversation? Would that become the conversation? Would it spoil the conversation? What effect, if any, would all of you having a gun have on the gathering?
It just seems like a totally different
scenario. Would it be on everybody's mind?
Yeah, I mean, the thing is I like to think that we're in a society where, I mean, God, this happens way too often.
It does, yeah.
But you have to remain some sense of innocence to it. You can't just go out. If we go out expecting this to happen all the time, then I feel like our freedom is gone.
Well, the other side of it is that from the philosophical point of view, thoughts are things. So if you expect these sorts of things to happen, people will say, well, you're naive if you don't think they're going to happen. That's not what I'm saying. If you expect that these things will happen, that attracts more of that energy and attracts the likelihood that those sort of things will happen more frequently. But we're hard-pressed to look back at our history, whether it's the last year, the last 10 years, the last 20 years, and find a week in a month, in a year, where there isn't a shootout someplace. There is just way too much of it.
I just feel like something else has to be done other than everyone carrying guns with them everywhere. That doesn't seem like the solution to me.
Well, it is for the NRA crowd because it's good for business. But it isn't necessarily the smartest way to deal with it, but it may be the most direct way. And for some, protecting family, protecting property, the right to have... And that was, by the way, part of the discussion that the... That was part of the ordeal in Oregon when, those ranchers and farmers took over the compound there. And that's, by the way, one of the conversations today. Matter of fact, in a moment, we'll pause for a moment. We're going to get to that, spend a little time talking about the latest wrinkle from the FBI. Some people in the news media have discovered an irregularity in what happened. Gee golly gosh, I'm shocked, aren't you? 13 and change after the hour here on Good Day.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
Going on right now at Guitar Center. We're extending our friends and family discount to you. Save up to 15% off most major brands and products throughout the store. From starter packs and custom shop guitars to practice pads, handcrafted drum kits, the latest recording gear and more. There's never been a better time for you to make music. And with savings up to 15% on most major brands and products, it's never been easier. Visit GuitarCenter.com or come in store and mention friends and family and save up to 15%. Now through Sunday.
What's the next big event you want to go to? Is it hockey? Basketball? Baseball's right around the corner. Maybe it's a concert. Whatever it is, you can bet that someone is going to pay less than you for the same seats. How? They have an in. But now, you do too. Thanks to ScoreBig.com. Only at ScoreBig can you name a ticket price that's guaranteed to be below box office. Up to 60% off for the events you want to see. Basketball, baseball, hockey, concerts, and more. Here's how they do it. 40% of all tickets go unsold. ScoreBig works directly with teams and performers to get the best deals on those tickets and pass the savings along to you. Next time you want to buy tickets, go to ScoreBig.com first. Your tickets are guaranteed to be authentic, shipping is free, and you'll never get the surprise fees you see on the other ticketing sites.
If you go to ScoreBig.com right now, click on the microphone and enter promo code 200, you'll save an extra $20 off your first ticket purchase. That's ScoreBig.com, promo code 200. ScoreBig.com, promo code 200.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I do want to be able to save for the future. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out what I should be doing. Together, we came up with a personalized plan for my finances. And now, it seems like a life of rewarding work just might pay off for a lifetime.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program, 16 past the hour. FBI agents who were involved in that traffic stop that led to the killing, not the death. Let's make sure you understand the killing of one of the occupiers of the Oregon Wildlife Refuge, under investigation for not disclosing that they actually fired shots that missed Robert Finicum. So here's a couple of bits of audio from reporting Ben Tracy, who focused in on a cell phone video that actually started this investigation.
You back down or you kill me now?
That's the voice of Robert Lavoy Finicum in cell phone video released Tuesday by the Deschutes County Sheriff's Office. Law enforcement think the video, shot from inside the truck Finicum was driving with helicopter aerials, both recorded on January 26th during his confrontation with Oregon State Police and FBI agents.
You can go ahead and shoot me. Put the laser right there. Put the bullet through the head.
Police say Finicum sped off, surpassing 70 miles per hour before reaching a roadblock. Investigators are looking into why the FBI team failed to report firing two shots that missed Finicum as he exited his vehicle. They say he ignored repeated requests to lie down and was shot only after he was seen reaching into his jacket.
Major incident team investigators found a loaded 9mm handgun in the left-hand interior pocket of Mr. Finicum's jacket.
Finicum's widow insists her husband was surrendering when shot.
Our family asserts that he was shot with both hands up, and he was not reaching for anything at the time of the first shot.
So, the shots that the FBI sharpshooters are so badly trained, to get back to our conversation about shooting and training, that they have to shoot the guy and kill him? They can't shoot him in the arm or shoot him in the leg or wound him, they have to kill him. And I ask that each time there's one of these incidents when not an innocent, unarmed civilian, this guy was guilty of occupying federal land. We can argue all day long. I would argue that he had every right to be there because federal land by its very definition is land that is paid for by our taxes, and therefore we ought to have a right to get on it. I feel that about the whole system. But then, in this circumstance, the guy probably had a gun, used a gun, whatever, didn't have a gun in his hand, raised his hand, but then he put his hand in his pocket, so they shot him and killed him. Why'd you shoot him in the arm? Why'd you shoot him in the leg? What do you have to kill him for? Here's Pierre Thomas with more details on the cover-up.
Two mystery shots that missed Finicum, fired right as he exited his truck, have a team of FBI agents under scrutiny. You can clearly hear one of those shots hitting his truck right here as Finicum jumps out of the vehicle. Local authorities believe they were fired by the FBI's elite hostage rescue team. If true, the agents apparently never reported those gunshots. So did the agents mislead supervisors?
With questions about a possible FBI cover-up, expect an explosion of conspiracy theories in Finicum's death. The agents being investigated could face serious punishment.
Good. Here's a YouTuber, Spiro, with some thoughts on the suspicions people have regarding the shooting.
A secret press conference was held in Bend, Oregon, where the government released their findings in regards to the Lavoy Finicum death results. And, of course, the government found that their law enforcement agencies acted within the law and their actions were justified. Now, this secret press conference was invite-only, RSVP, and the location of this press conference was withheld until 2 hours before the press conference began. And, of course, hand-picked mainstream media were the only ones invited. In other words, this was a very controlled environment. They knew who was going to be there and what questions they were going to ask. And they could rest assured that there would be no hardball questions.
Mm-hmm. Yep, let's not ask too many questions. 21 after the hour. I got a lot of questions. You?
Oh. owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Pleasure once again to bring you Dr. Ron Hochman, or actually bring you him. He has the knowledge. He's an excellent, excellent practitioner. Great office and facility in New York. Has a great weekend radio program, been on the air for a long time. And the best thing about him, from my perspective, is not only his information, but the newsletter, which has lots of info, the Intelligent Medicine Newsletter at drhoffman.com. And you have an invitation in the current one to join you at this online summit. You want to take a minute and plug it so that people will know that it's there and know when it's there and how they can get involved?
Yeah, it's a great... what summits are is like an assembly of experts, and you get to listen to 20 different experts weigh in on different aspects of integrative medicine. Mm-hmm. So I did a segment for it, and I'd like our audience to be able to participate. So check out drhoffman.com for information. What's the sign up newsletter?
All right, yeah, sign up for that newsletter, too. It's great. Okay, we were just talking about binge television watching, and I thought we ought to spend a moment on that because it is something that people more and more is it a problem? Do you think when you heard us talking about leading binge watch TV leads to depression? There are a lot of things that lead to depression, are there not?
Well, correlation isn't necessarily causation. People who spend a lot of time watching TV may be depressed to begin with. It may not be the TV that's making them depressed. Uh-huh. And it kind of depends on what you're watching. I mean, I've binge watched House of Cards. I've, queued up one and then, and then I've said, let's do another, let's do another, let's do another. It's so addictive. Downton Abbey is another example of enlightening binge watching, discerning binge watching. But if you're watching reruns of McHale's Navy or F Troop, or watching Housewives of Beverly Hills, hour after hour, I mean, it could ultimately get you down. I mean, the content is pretty puerile. You're sitting on your butt. You're not having any circulation of blood to your brain. You might be eating chips and pizza, and that can lead to depression.
Yeah. All right. This Wimbledon champion, Maria Sharapova, tested positive for meldonium.
Do you want to explain that to me? It's the same sort of thing as you get in anything that is nitric oxide oriented that opens up your arteries and veins for more blood to get around. I don't see the big deal here.
It's a funny name, meldonium. It sounds almost like a phony drug name, you know, like a satire on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah,
meldonium. But so what that is? It's a, first of all, it's a medication that I never even heard of. It's a medication made in Latvia that apparently failed the mark as a true medication. You know, a medication that can improve circulation. That sounds great, but it didn't get overall approval even in Europe. However, it found a use in doping, in the illicit use by athletes, particularly in Russia. And the Russians love doping. It's a tradition in Russian athletics to use performance-enhancing drugs. And so they latched onto this stuff. It's not clear what benefit it might provide, but you're right. It is something that enhances circulation, just like a nitric oxide supporter, like some of these Super Beats product do this.
Anything new on Zika that amounts to anything?
Yeah, the new, here's the smoking gun, because they thought, well, Zika might be a coincidence, it might be pesticides causing these birth defects. They've now found Zika DNA in one of these babies with microcephaly. So it's they're tightening the loop on the Zika connection to these birth defects.
A vaccine around the corner, do you think?
Oh, many companies, 15 companies vying for vaccine rights. There's a money pot at the end of the rainbow.
Of course there is. Dr. Ron Hoffman, sign up for his Intelligent Medicine newsletter at drhoffman.com.
What's the next big event you want to go to? Is it hockey? Basketball? Baseball's right around the corner. Maybe it's a concert. Whatever it is, you can bet that someone is going to pay less than you for the same seats. How? They have an in. But now, you do too. Thanks to ScoreBig.com. Only at ScoreBig can you name a ticket price that's guaranteed to be below box office. Up to 60% off for the events you want to see. Basketball, baseball, hockey, concerts, and more. Here's how they do it. 40% of all tickets go unsold. ScoreBig works directly with teams and performers to get the best deals on those tickets and pass the savings along to you. Next time you want to buy tickets, go to ScoreBig.com first. Your tickets are guaranteed to be authentic, shipping is free, and you'll never get the surprise fees you see on the other ticketing sites.
If you go to ScoreBig.com right now, click on the microphone and enter promo code 200, you'll save an extra $20 off your first ticket purchase. That's ScoreBig.com, promo code 200. ScoreBig.com, promo code 200.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a free domain with website from GoDaddy.com, starting at $1 a month. Annual purchase of website builder required. Price valid first year only. See website for details.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro1G 2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Listening to the Good Day program with my friend Tara Schillen. We're on to the Democratic presidential debate and maybe a few comments about Donald Trump. After all, what's a conversation about politics these days without a focus on the Donald, right? Exactly. What do you suppose it was like when he was born? Do you think he came out talking about himself? How he started? What do you think his soul is like? You think he lived a past life? And if he did, what would that have been like? All of these questions nobody else is thinking about it or asking except me. Let's get to the Democratic presidential debate from last night. Bernie Sanders took a swipe at the Donald saying, why would Americans vote? I guess this is a question. Why would you vote for a guy who insults everybody?
The American people are never going to elect a president who insults Mexicans, who insults Muslims, who insults women, who insults African Americans. And let us not forget that several years ago, Trump was in the middle of the so-called Bertha movement, trying to delegitimize the president of the United States of America. You know, I find it very interesting. My dad was born in Poland. I know a little bit about the immigrant experience. Nobody has ever asked me for my birth certificate. Maybe it has something to do with the color of my skin.
This is a jab and a half. Well, what about it? Maybe we should be asking him the same questions we're asking Ted Cruz. Huh? Well, what's the story? No, he was born here. And so that's not an issue. Let's see. What else did he have to say? He is trying to promote his message and says, as far as he can tell, it's resonating pretty well.
We have come a long way in 10 months. We have won, including Michigan last night, which some people considered one of the major political upsets in modern American history. We have won 9 state primaries and caucuses. And I believe that our message of the need for people to stand up and tell corporate America and Wall Street that they cannot have it all is resonating across this country. And I think in the coming weeks and months, we're going to continue to do extremely well, win a number of these primaries, and convince superdelegates that Bernie Sanders is the strongest candidate to defeat Donald Trump.
Okay, so that's where, if there's no other place as to a reason why I wouldn't vote for him, that's it. Still on to the let's take money away from people who are rich and give it to people who are poor. I'm not for redistribution of wealth. I'm all for giving what Bill Clinton said was a hand out. Oh, no, sorry. Hand up instead of a hand out. We have way too many hand outs under this administration. And frankly, George Bush started a lot of hand outs. Clinton, in his rhetoric, said we want to give people a hand up, not a hand out. But in fact, if you look back on the reality, there are a lot of hand outs given out then. So there is now some attention for Mrs. Clinton. As a matter of fact, this is rather interesting. Bernie Sanders asked Mrs. Clinton about whether she lied about Benghazi. Listen to the crowd reaction here.
On the night of the attacks in Benghazi, you sent an email to your daughter, Chelsea, saying that Al-Qaeda life was responsible for the killing of the Americans. However, some of the families claimed that you lied to them. Secretary Clinton, did you lie to them?
You know, look, I feel a great deal of sympathy for the families of the poor, brave Americans that we lost at Benghazi. We were scrambling to get information that was changing literally by the hour. And when we had information, we made it public, but then sometimes we had to go back and say we have new information that contradicts it. I testified for 11 hours. Anybody who watched that and listened to it knows that I answered every question that I was asked, and when it was over, the Republicans had to admit they didn't learn anything. Why? Because there had already been one independent investigation. There had been 7 or 8 congressional investigations, mostly led by Republicans, who all reached the same conclusions, that there were lessons to be learned. And this is not the first time we lost Americans in a terrorist attack.
Yeah. This thing has become so pat, so predictable. The characters that keep talking about this, whether it's on the radio or TV, there are plenty of other reasons not to vote for Hillary Clinton. I don't see this as one of them, frankly, on my own. And I think I incorrectly at the beginning made reference to Bernie Sanders. That's actually reporter Jorge Ramos, who was asking the question. As a matter of fact, he tried to push again on Benghazi.
The families are saying is that you told your daughter Chelsea one thing and a different thing to them.
Well, but Jorge, that makes my point. At the time I emailed with my daughter, a terrorist group had taken credit for the attacks on our facility in Benghazi. Within 16, 18 hours, they rescinded taking credit. They did it all on social media. And the video did play a role. We have captured one of the lead terrorists, and he admits it was both a terrorist attack and it was influenced by the video. This was fog of war. This was complicated. The most effective, comprehensive reports and studies demonstrate that. And look, as I said in the beginning, I deeply regret that we lost 4 Americans. And I, of course, sympathize with members of the families who are still, you know, very much grieving. And I wish that there could be an easy answer at the time, but we learned a lot, and the intelligence kept improving, and we learned enough to say what we think happened at Benghazi.
All right, so equal time, 2 cuts from Bernie Sanders, 2 cuts from Hillary Clinton. So let's move on to Donald Trump. And you're going to say, well, where are the cuts from Kasich and Rubio and Cruz? I can't find much floating around from either Rubio or Cruz, like they were hiding away. Kasich is just doesn't attract the kind of attention. I think he's a decent candidate, frankly. I have no use for Mario, I keep calling him Mario. What difference does it make what his name is? Rubio is a phony. Cruz is a phony. Although the people in the hierarchy of the Republican Party see Rubio floating away. So what is their last chance? Cruz? No. Why don't they look at Kasich? He's more or less one of them. And he has the credentials. Far more credentials than Cruz does. Cruz has nothing. He's got a lot of gas and BS, but Kasich has some real experience and some, I find him attractive in many ways politically, his points of view anyway. So anyway, but you can't talk about those guys without really digging into Donald Trump, who laughed as he was interrupted by protesters record 17 times during a North Carolina rally. He's turned his attention to Kasich, as a matter of fact. This is the first time this has happened. By the way, there's a Fox News poll out. Let's see. Has Kasich beating him in Ohio by 5 points? Protesters trying to disrupt him. There was a shirt that was on some people. America, like America KKK. I don't see how they get that out of Trump, frankly. But at any rate... So then the day went on, and he had a press conference late in the evening at his home in Florida. And sort of in his own unorthodox way, he showed that he was evolving. I think that's what you see here, and I'm not an apologist for him. I'm just making an observation. Is he an ideal candidate? No. But for those of us who are just so fed up with what's going on in government, statewide, I mean, it just so settles down into every region. I happen to be involved, I'll tell you a quick story, in a controversy in the town where I live and have lived all my life. I happen to be a member of the town meeting. I am a member of a commission that studies and works on agricultural issues in our town. And we have something that we're trying, that we've been working on for almost 5 years to try to save the farmland, make it more a part of the mainstay. Because the town that I live in was originally, it's Framingham, but originally it was Farmingham because of its roots. It was actually originally Danforth Farms in the 1600s when it was founded, and then it became Farmingham after a town in England, where many of the people came, which was called Framlingham, and then it matured in 1700 when it was incorporated to the name. And so we have a farming, real strong farming roots here, but yet, because the government of our town, we have a large, this is the largest town in the country, and the whole town is frozen. It can't operate. And so we're having this big to-do about one person who's in the way of getting things done. And it just, we had a meeting the other night, and lots of local people came to the meeting, and they walked out and said to me, this is broken. It doesn't work anymore. Town meeting can't function because there are too many interests that are at odds as the town has grown. So you see it on the local level. You see it on the regional level. How many of you? I mean, look at Michigan and that boob that's the governor there and how they screwed up the lead in the water thing in Flint. It's disgraceful. And now we look at what's going on around the country, and you see how, because of any number of issues, I look at the drone issue today, people are going to be talking a lot about that, and the government admitting that the military has been flying drones over the U.S. for years, and the whole business of the FBI screwing things up in Oregon, that's going to become a major debate. And that's why people like Trump, because he looks at it and says, look at that. Shine your light on that. And you see the corruption. You see the inflexibility of bureaucrats. You see the over-governmental focus here. And that's what people are reacting to strongly. He's not a great candidate. He's a lousy candidate in many respects. And Bernie Sanders is too. But for the same reason, people are supporting both of them because the country is so screwed up. And you're not going to get a fix with the likes of Cruz. You're not going to get much of a fix with Kasich, although he's a better manager and probably could do things to make things work better because he has a track record of getting along with both sides, both parties in the process. But you know, under the circumstances, whether you like Donald Trump or you don't, he hasn't really, it's interesting because he's made no overture to the leaders. He hasn't talked to Mitch McConnell. He hasn't talked to Paul Ryan. He has endorsements from some of the lawmakers now. Some of the governors are on board with him. But people are afraid because they don't want to be seen as from the same camp. It didn't stop Chris Christie. And so the people in New Jersey who don't like Trump say, let's get him. He should resign. No, he shouldn't. He's not doing anything differently. Why shouldn't Rubio and Cruz resign? They haven't done a damn thing in the Senate since they started their campaign. So you see, there's a whole bunch of stuff under the surface here that's not particularly clear, but ought to be looked at. And that's really what we, I think, ought to be focused. That's from my perspective, what I want to focus on the air. And you're reacting interestingly as well. Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day, comments galore. Email to Doug at DougStefan.com or dial up 888-302-DOUG. It's 46 past the hour on Good Day.
GEICO applauds your inner road champion.
A solid bump from GEICO's fist to yours goes out to the little rebel that lives within. The one who made you daydream as a kid about owning a chopper, chroming it out, and chewing on toothpicks. Just to look tough. For you, champ, GEICO insures motorcycles with great rates. And to further fuel your engine, you can access your policy anytime, day or night, through the GEICO mobile app. Because GEICO knows that even make-believe renegades need help from time to time.
GEICO Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
QL1, this is Control. Ground crew is secure. Over.
Copy that, Control. Rocket's powering up. Over.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
Copy that, QL1. That is fast, like rocket fast. Do you think that's why they named it Rocket Mortgage? Over.
Affirmative, Control. That's probably why they named it Rocket Mortgage. It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose.
Roger that, QL1. So technically speaking, you could get a Rocket Mortgage at rocket speed from inside an actual rocket?
Please just press the button, Control. Over.
Copy that, QL1.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
Going on right now at Guitar Center. We're extending our friends and family discount to you. Save up to 15% off most major brands and products throughout the store. From starter packs and custom shop guitars to practice pads, handcrafted drum kits, the latest recording gear and more. There's never been a better time for you to make music. And with savings up to 15% on most major brands and products, it's never been easier. Visit GuitarCenter.com or come in store and mention friends and family. Save up to 15%. Now through Sunday.
Good day, time. is 50 past the hour. I was reading some of the comments we have, facebook.com/good day, Twitter good day, on this drone issue that now has erupted in the last 24 hours. Military have been flying drones over our country for the past 10 years. Jamie writes, one drone flying over our country by the government is too many. Same reason I support Apple. They can't be trusted. Jonathan writes, there are daily flights over every state. A sharp-eyed hunter friend of mine pointed them out to me, a man that can spot the flicker of a white-tailed deer from 70 yards is able to spot drones making regular trips over buildings and landmarks. Yeah, there it is. More reason to vote for people who will vote for a limited government. 51 after the hour.
Nowadays, there are millions of people with old smartphones, iPads, tablets, you name it, just sitting around collecting dust. And if those are improperly disposed of, well, they contain unsafe toxic materials harmful to you and the environment. But now, these devices can be used as a painless way to help support your favorite GCN shows. Visit DonateMyCell.com. Donations are tax deductible, and if you donate 10 or more devices, you'll receive a special free gift offer. That's DonateMyCell.com. DonateMyCell.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra costs if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program, William B. Davis. How do we know him? Let me count the ways. Well, he's probably best known for his role as the cigarette-smoking man on The X-Files. In addition, though, to The X-Files, he's appeared in a lot of movies and TV shows, been on Airwolf back in the day, Wise Guy. So what a guy like you, who is a character actor, there are lots of them, and they are good. And they don't ever really become known by their real name. They become known by the roles they play. So when you go up and down the street, I'm assuming you're in Hollywood or Los Angeles, somewhere around there, or wherever you are, if you are out and about, do people come up to you and say, hey, aren't you the cigarette-smoking man?
I get that. I definitely, yeah. Because actually I live in Vancouver, so I'm in Canada. And I'm in places that, and other places that people don't really associate with film production. So I often get this one. I get, gosh, you look so much like that person on The X-Files. Wow. Do you get that often? Because people don't even think it's me. They think I just look like that guy.
Do you smoke?
I don't. No, I did. I quit when I was 40, which is a long time ago now. So I know how to do it. I started when I was a teenager, and I'm really glad I quit. But no, I don't smoke now.
You have such a...
Was not,
go ahead.
That was not. I was not a smoker while we were shooting the show. No.
So I wonder how, in your voice is so pronounced, you have that thespian quality to it, and that's a real compliment because there are so many people who try and they aren't. You obviously have some training. Are you self-taught, or did you go to?
I trained as an actor. I mean, I've done quite a lot of training one way or another, but my major training was in England at the London Academy of Music and Dramatic Art.
Mm-hmm. It's paid off. I'm thinking, you said Vancouver, aren't the X-Files shot up there?
They were. The first 5 years, they were shot here. Then the next four, they were shot at L.A., and then this last reboot was shot here again in Vancouver.
It was. What do you think is going to happen? A lot of fans listening to us right now, fans of yours, fans of the show. There were, I think, 6 episodes this time around, and nobody knew what to expect. But it looked like as the series or semi-series got into full bore, that people were excited. And I think there's a commitment for another, 13 episodes or something?
If you've heard that, that's you're a step ahead of me. I haven't caught up on the gossip. I'm doing a fan convention in Cincinnati and another one in Salt Lake City coming up soon. Maybe I'll get a little bit more ear to the ground. I mean, I could email Chris, but Chris Carter, but I think I'll just wait and see how things fall out. But I think definitely we're going to do some more. Mm-hmm. But just what form it'll take or when it'll be done, I have no idea.
Are you surprised at the attention people pay to shows like this? I mean, if anything, it's become more popular. It seemed to me, at least from what I felt from people that listen to my radio program, the groundswell of interest, it seems to be, if anything, bigger now than it was when it was in regular series form. Do you think that's true?
I don't know if that's true exactly. I think it's true in the sense of, oh my gosh, it's a reboot of something that was amazing or something that was so iconic. And so because there was a reboot of that, I think that attracted an enormous amount of attention. Whether the show is more popular or in a longer run now, it would be more popular than it was in the 90s. I don't know, but that's tied into all sorts of things, like how people perceive television nowadays and, mm-hmm. and how they view it and how they watch it. So it's a little bit like comparing apples and oranges. I think there was a sense in the 90s that X-Files kind of caught a particular zeitgeist, which had to do with the beginning of the internet and the beginning of watching things in pixels and the beginning of wondering what's really real. We don't know what's real. And the whole kind of postmodern intellectual world of challenging the reality of science and so on. So I think some of that's faded. But so what will drive the show's popularity now, I'm not sure, but I'm delighted if you're getting that groundswell. That's exciting.
This is really great. I'm appreciative of your time and getting to know you. William B. Davis, who is the cigarette-smoking man on The X-Files, obviously a great repertoire and history as a thespian, an actor, a director. A pleasure to have you on Good Day, sir. Continued success.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.